Richtig braucht. Halleluja. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love and mercies. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for making us overcomers. Thank you for helping us to succeed. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the understanding of your word, of your truths, of your nature and righteousness you have given to us. Thank you for empowering us to become who you want us to be. Thank you for peace you have enthroned in our souls, in our spirits and bodies, even in our environment and situations. Thank you for giving us perfect peace. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for uprooting those things you have not planted in our lives. Thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for executing your justice, your judgment upon our enemies, and upon the works of the devil that were fashioned against us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the passion you have placed in our heart to seek you always, to fast and pray, to long for you, the desire to be close to you. Thank you for the passion you have placed in our hearts, the desire to please you and obey you. Thank you, Father. We are here this evening, this midnight, to seek your face again and to pray and to demonstrate our faith in you. Oh Lord, have your way in our midst. Manifest the power of your presence in our midst. Manifest the power of your presence in our spirit, souls, and bodies. Hear our prayers and answer us with speed. Let there be excessive manifestation of miracles as we pray tonight. And let your name be forever lifted. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing some worship songs. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is marvelous. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord. For you are mighty, you got the whole world in your hands. 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 You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. In your hands, you got the whole world. In your hands, you got the whole world. In your hands, I fly unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, yes, for in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. We lie unto thee, oh, we lie unto thee, oh Lord, among the gods. Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth Vivo. Aleluya, hosana. 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 God is a miracle of God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle of God. God is a miracle of God. God is a glorious God. That's wonderful name. Jesus, that's a wonderful name. Jesus, that's a wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name. I know there is no other name I know. That's a wonderful name. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, that's a wonderful name. Jesus, that's a wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. Your will, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. Have your way. King of glory, have your way, Lord, Lord of hosts, have your way. As we pray, have your way, Lord, in this place, have your way. As we worship, have your way, Lord, have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. All the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are holy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are holy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are holy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are holy, oh Lord. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord. We give you thanks for all you've done, for all you have done. We are so glad our souls have found rest, oh Lord. We give you thanks. I just want to be where you are, dilly-dilly your presence, dilly-dilly your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are, Lord Jesus. I don't want to. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place, in your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are, Lord Jesus. Dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory in your presence, in your presence. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Great grace. Great grace is given unto me. Great grace, great grace is given unto me, Lord Jesus, my Savior. Have given me the grace right now. I have dominion over all things. Great grace. Great grace is given unto me. Great grace. Greater grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior. Has given me the grace right now. I have dominion over all things. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, every hour, I need thee. Bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord, my Savior. I call to thee. I need thee, Lord Jesus. I need thee, All I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I call to thee. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. Is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He's mighty to save. He's mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. 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 Oh, Lord. You are the mighty God. The great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. 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 Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. You are great, yes, you are. Holy Lord, you walked on the sea. You walked upon the sea. You raised the dead. You reign in majesty. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes, you are. You are great, yes, you are. Holy One. You walked upon the sea. You raised the dead. You reign in majesty. You reign in majesty. Mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are 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 great. Oh Lord, you are great. You are great. You are great. So great. You are great. Everything written about you. He's great. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. With your voice, worship your Father, your Creator, your Redeemer. Worship the King of Glory, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the Bright and Morning Star, the Lord Strong and Mighty, the Lord Mighty in Battles. Worship the One who was and is and is to come. Worship and praise him. He is before all things. And he is the one holding all things together. Praise him. He rules over all. He reigns over all. He controls times and seasons. He controls the affairs of the world. He controls the situations in the earth. He controls the government of nations. He makes impossible things possible. Worship him. Worship him. He opened doors no man can shut. He shuts doors no man can open. Praise him. He gives strength to the weak. He gives hope to the hopeless. Help to the helpless. He gives strength to the dying, life to the dead, salvation to those in captivity. Worship him. He gives healing to the sick, deliverance to the oppressed, prosperity to the poor. Praise him. He does miraculous works. Such miracles that surprises everyone. Praise him. We worship you, Ancient of Days. You are the Most High. And no one is higher than you. Such has never been and will never be. We praise you, Father. Be glorified forever. Be magnified forever. Be highly exalted forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship, the presence. Amen. We need to thank the Lord with this prayer. You can say, thank you, Lord, for making my life better than who I used to be. All of you here, you cannot deny the fact that your life is now better than what it used to be before. You were not as you were before. I mean, you are not as you were before. Whether spiritually, physically, mentally. Yeah, so you're going to thank God for that. Dear Father, thank you for making my life better than I used to be. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for making my life better than it used to be. I know who I used to be. I know what I used to suffer before now. Thank you for stepping into my life to change my life. Thank you for stepping into my life to change my story. To rewrite my story. Thank you for making my life better than it used to be. Because now my understanding has been enlightened. I have no more bound by darkness. I have no more sin. I have no more bound by worldly things. By the spirit of this world, you have delivered me. You have saved me. You have helped me. And you have blessed me. Thank you for changing my life from what I used to be to who I am now. Thank you, the Lord. Say, thank you, Lord, for making my life better than it used to be. In Jesus' name. We have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. It is evil. It is wickedness to forget all the good things the Lord has done for you. You're going to thank him again. Songwriter said, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. You're going to thank the Lord again. But I thank you for every good thing you have done in my life. From the time I began to know you, from the time I met you. Thank you for every good thing you have done in my life. I will be a liar if I say you have not done good things for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. I will be ungrateful if I say you have not done any good thing in my life. I'll be a fool if I say you have not done great things for me. Open your mouth and say, Father, thank you for all the good things you have done in my life. All the good things you have affirmed in my life. All the good things you have released into my life. All the help, the strength, the courage, the encouragement, the fire, the grace, the anointing, the deliverance, the healings, the breakthroughs. Thank you for all the good things you have done in my life. The answers to prayers, the blessings. Thank you for all the good things you have done in my life. Many of which I do not deserve. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given you thanks. Amen. Lastly, you're going to thank the Lord. You can say, Father, thank you for destroying the things Satan was using to hold me down. Say, Father, thank you for destroying the things Satan was using to hold me down, to cause delays in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. The things Satan was using to enslave me, to hold me down, you have destroyed. Thank you, Father, for destroying those things. Thank you, Lord. The things Satan was using to stop me from growing spiritually, you have destroyed them. The things Satan was using to stop me from moving forward in my calling and ministry, you have destroyed them. The things Satan was using to hold me down from obeying your will, from doing your will, you have destroyed them. Thank you, Father, for doing that in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to say, Father, I want to be a Christian full of the Holy Ghost and faith. Help me. the fullness of the Holy Ghost and faith, they go together. Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of faith. I believe you know that. So to be full of the Holy Spirit is to be full of faith. And to be full of faith is to be full of the Holy Spirit. So there's no one that says he's full of the Holy Ghost that is not full of faith. And there's no one that says he's full of faith that is not full of the Holy Ghost. Especially when it is the right kind of faith, the pure faith, the kingdom faith. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, I want to be a Christian that is full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. Make me one in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth up, something like that. Say, Father, I want to be a Christian that is full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. A Christian that does not walk by sight, but by faith. A Christian that is not moved by the things visible, by the visible things, but a Christian that is moved by the invisible. A Christian that sees the invisible. I want to be that type of Christian that is always walking by faith and not by sight. I want to be a Christian that is full of the Holy Spirit. Always. Father, make me one. Transform me into one in the name of Jesus. A Christian that is not being controlled by the world system. A Christian that is not being controlled by the darkness in this world. But a Christian that through faith dominates the darkness in this world. Make me such a Christian. A Christian that operates in the kingdom dominion by faith. A Christian that operates in the kingdom power by faith. A Christian that operates in the kingdom authority by faith. Oh Lord, make me to such Christian. I want to become such Christian. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. If you are going to see a lot of miracles happen in your life, you must be a Christian that is full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. Then you will see miracles. Yeah, don't let anyone deceive you. Without those two things, you cannot witness miracles and you can't walk miracles. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to see miracles happen in my life and through my life. Fill me with Holy Ghost, with fire, with faith, Father, I want to see miracles happen in my life and through my life. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and with faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray, God. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to see a lot of miracles happen in my life and through my life. I want to see a lot of miracles happen in my life and through my life. Oh, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And with faith in the name of Jesus. I want to function in the realm of miracles. Fill me with faith and with the Holy Spirit and with fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I want to read from on the Apostles, chapter 6, verse 8. Of the Apostles, chapter 6, verse 8. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. A man full of God's grace and power. A man full of God's grace and power. So too, to see a lot of miracles happen in your life and through you, you must be a man full of God's grace and more. Yeah, and then if you look at verse 5 of the same chapter, Acts chapter 6, verse 5, it says, this proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I'm just speaking those things about, I mean, those things the Bible are reviewed about Stephen. Yeah. Here it says, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, in verse 5, Acts chapter 6. Now, in verse 8, it says, a man full of God's grace and power. You're going to pray. When there is a lot of God's grace in your life, you will see miracles. Yeah, I know some of you, your faith is being I don't know how to describe it. Maybe I should say it's being blown up and down, sideways by the wind. I mean, just like a paper is being blown in whatever direction by the wind. Your faith is not consistent. Your faith is not strong. going up and down. Maybe it's high today, tomorrow it's low, and sometimes it's not even there. You don't even have faith at all. And sometimes you just have it and then it's going up and down. It's not fixed. Yeah. It's because you feel like does God still do miracles? Does God still perform real miracles? And if he does he really care about doing the same in my life? Yeah, the truth is that God still performs mighty miracles. And he wants to do a lot of those miracles in your life. And not only that, he wants to even use you to perform those miracles like he used Stephen. Yeah, but you will have to agree with me for this prayer we're about to pray, or we have started to pray, to produce results in your life. You have to put away all your fears and doubts and agree with me and agree with the word of God that you are a candidate for miracles. So you have to agree with me and that you are an instrument for miracles. Yeah, and if you do agree, then I want you to pray. You're going to say, Father, I fill my life with excessive or with excess grace and power to see miracles happen in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, fill my life with excess grace and power. Limitless grace and power. So that I can see miracles. So that I can witness miracles happen in my life and through my life. I believe you still do miracles. And I believe my life is one of those that will receive your miracles. The Father, fill me with grace and power. Express grace and power. Unlimited grace and power. So that I can witness miracles in my life. And through my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. It's not hard to see miracles. It's not that many of us have been wrongly taught the word of God, or we have been misinterpreting or misapplying the word of God. It's not really hard to see miracles. It's very easy. Very, very easy. To see miracles and to be a channel through which miracles flow, it's very easy. Yeah, but the major problem is in our mind. The major hindrance to miracles, to the manifestation of miracles is in our mind. Yeah. We have to let the word of God renew our mind. Then we'll be able to see miracles happen. Because the miracles we are looking for is coming from the realm of God. It's not coming from this physical realm. So to be able to bring those miracles from the realm of God, from the invisible to the visible realm, you have to cooperate with the invisible realm. You have to agree with that realm where the miracle is coming from. You have to think like they think in that realm. That is how you'll be able to bring miracles into the physical realm. But some people, they want to get miracles and then they are still thinking like normal human beings. They are still thinking like the people in this earthly realm. It doesn't work like that. You are trying to bring something from another realm that is different from here. Then you have to know that realm very well. You have to agree with all the principles that governs that realm from where you are importing the miracles. You have to renew your mind to think like they think in that realm. That is how to see miracles happen. But when you are believing God for something and then you are thinking the way people think here on earth, the way human beings think, then it will be difficult. Or you're trying to reason, trying to understand how will it happen. You're trying to use your mind to calculate and to analyze and to speculate how the miracle will happen. Then it will not happen. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, do a transformation in me that will connect me with the realm of your miracles, with your realm that produces miracles. Say, Father, do a transformation in me. Transform me from within into a creator that is able to connect with your realm, where miracles come from, where signs and wonders come from. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Lord, change me completely. Change my mentality. Change my reasoning. Change my mind. Change my spirit, my soul. Transform me into a new creator that is able to connect with your realm that produces miracles. Do that work of transformation in me. Do your work of transformation in me. I believe you're praying. Do your work of transformation in me that is able to change me into a new creator that functions in the realm of your miracles. And in the name of Jesus, take me into such a man that is able to bring miracles down from heaven into the earth. Change me to such a man that is able to draw down miracles from the invisible realms into the visible realm. Transform me to such a man. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, as some of you don't even know what a miracle is. And some of you have even experienced one and you don't even know. Yeah, you have experienced miracles and you don't even think it is a miracle. Yeah, because you have a wrong perception about what miracles are. Yeah, what a miracle is. So what exactly is a miracle? A miracle is a manifestation or demonstration of those in changes the natural state of things. Yeah, the natural course of things. Yeah, that's a miracle. A manifestation or demonstration of God's power that alters or changes the natural course of things or the normal function of things, the normal or usual function of things or usual state of things. Yeah, or usual nature of things. Yeah, that is a miracle. Yeah. So which means many of you here have experienced miracles in so many ways. But because in your mind, you're looking for, a miracle is when the blind eye is open. Yeah, that is when I know it's a miracle. When the deaf hears. What else? When the dead come back to life. When the limbs start walking. Of course, those are miracles too, but that is just one of the examples of miracles. Yeah. Let me give you an example. Some other examples of miracles. Let's say, for instance, you are the type of person that you talk so much. You talk a lot. In fact, you can talk for 12 hours at a stretch. And then you went to God and then you say, God, I'm talking too much. They don't want to talk too much because it's not helping my spiritual life. God, please help me to stop talking too much. And then one day, the same friend that used to come to your place to talk with you, and then, you know, the same friends you used to talk with for hours, and then the friend came And then the friend started a discussion. And then as the discussion was going, the Holy Spirit just freeze your tongue. And then the Holy Spirit said, it's enough, don't talk again. And then you couldn't talk again. And then the friend said, what is wrong? You said, no, nothing is wrong. I just needed to be quiet. And then the friend said, okay, all right, maybe I should just go and attend to some of my business. And then the friend left your place and went away. That is a miracle. What you would not normally do by the nature that is in you, by the human nature that is in you, what you know that you would not normally do, and then suddenly you're able to do that, that is a miracle. Yeah, so a miracle is a manifestation of God's power that is able to change the normal or natural flow of things. Yeah, the normal a function of things. Yeah, that's a miracle. So it doesn't have to be when the dead rise that you say it's a miracle. Yeah. For instance, let me give you another example. You know, it's difficult for someone that doesn't know about what you're going through. Let's say you're going through some situation of lack. Maybe you needed some money to fix some things. Yeah, and then you did not tell anyone about it. You didn't tell anyone that you needed anything. Yeah, you know, it's not normal that someone that doesn't know that you need something just suddenly call your phone number and say, sister, brother, I just feel like giving you this amount of money. Can you give me your account details? I just feel like giving you this amount of money. You know, that is not normal. Yeah, it is not normal because it is not how things happen naturally. So that is a miracle. Yeah, so many of you have witnessed miracles. Yeah, but because your mind is after one particular thing, one big thing, which is only big in your eyes, it's not big in God's eyes. So you're waiting, I want God to do this one. If God do this one, then that is when God has done miracle in my life. That is where you miss it. Yeah, because the same power that is doing those miracles you think is not special, it's the same power that will do the other ones you are still waiting for. So you are going to pray. So until you begin to acknowledge and you begin to be to thank God for all the miracles He has been doing in your life, you might never see the new ones He wants to do. If you just look down on those things He has been doing because it's not the one you're expecting, you might not actually see the one he wants to do next in your life. Yeah. Let's say you are someone who can't pray for long before. If you pray for 1 hour, you just get tired, and then you talk, you say, God, I want to be able to pray for a long hours. Help me. And then you are able to do that. That is a miracle. Because you know that by your strength you can go that far in the place of prayer. It's a miracle. You are someone that you always sleep in the hours of the midnight. And then you told God, you said, God, I want to start waking up in the hours of midnight. pray. And then God said, okay. And then God woke you up in the midnight and said, now pray. And then you are able to pray. That is a miracle. Those are miracles. But because we are looking for something selfish, then we just disregard that. We don't thank God for that. So you are going to pray. When you are ungrateful, you will not see miracles happen in your life. The miracles will be reducing when you're ungrateful for the ones that God has been doing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, forgive me for being ungrateful concerning many miracles you have done in my life. In fact, the ability to overcome temptations is a miracle. Yeah, the fact that you are able to overcome temptations and not sin, when you are being provoked to anger, you are able to subdue that provocation, and then you did not get angry. That is a miracle. Is a miracle. But you think it's normal. It's not normal. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Say, Father, I am sorry for being ungrateful concerning the miracles you have been doing in my life. Forgive me, Lord. Open your mouth and pray like that. Father, I'm sorry for being ungrateful, for being unthankful concerning many miracles your power has been doing in my life. Forgive me, Father. Now give me a heart of gratitude. Give me a heart of gratitude. Give me an attitude of gratitude in the name of Jesus. I am sorry for being unthankful, for being ungrateful concerning the wonderful things you have done in my life. Some of you were addicted to some things before, some dirty things, some sinful things, and then God stopped that addiction. Is that not a miracle? Do you think it's normal to be addicted and just talk like that? Do you think that is normal? It's a miracle. This Father, forgive me for being so ungrateful and unthankful concerning the mighty works you have done in my life. And give me a heart of thanksgiving. Give me a heart of gratitude. In the name of Jesus. Now, so that I can see more of your miracles, give me a heart of gratitude. Teach me to be grateful. Teach me to be grateful. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, a man full of God's grace and power, that is who Stephen was. A man full of God's grace and power. You cannot be full of God's grace and power if you have not learned to depend completely on God. Your life will not attract God's grace. Because God does not like to share his glory with any man. Then God is going to manifest his grace and power in your life. He wants you to fully depend on him. Yeah, so that you won't be able to say, I did that success. That success, it was because of my diligence. That, or it was because I did it. I did that. Yeah. So that you'll be able to boast that you are the one that did, that you are the one who did it. So God wants you to completely depend on him so that he will be the one to take the glory and not you. Yeah, but if you are still depending on your own strength, you will not encounter God's grace. But if you surrender, you lay down your strength, your wisdom, your intelligence, and then you say, God, I depend on you completely. Take over my life. Take over my body, soul, and spirit. That is when you will see grace in action. But if you are trusting your wisdom, in your smartness, in your skills, and not in God, you will not see grace in action, because God wants to be glorified alone. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to learn to depend on you completely, to depend on your grace, to depend on your strength, to depend on your wisdom and not my wisdom, to depend on your ability and not my ability. Lord, help me to depend on you. Teach me to depend on you so that I can be full of your grace and power. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There is no formula to getting miracles aside this thing I'm telling you right now. There is no strategy. There is no other pattern to see miracles happen in your life apart from what you are hearing from me right now. You must surrender all to God. You must give up on your own strength and wisdom and intelligence and say, God, you take over my life. That is when you will see grace in action. So, Lord, help me. Teach me how to do that. Teach me to depend on you. Depend on your strength. Depend on your wisdom. Depend on your grace. Depend on your power. Teach me to do this all the time in whatever I do. Teach me to depend on you in everything I do. Teach me to rely on your strength, to rely on your grace in everything I do, in my business, career, in my studies, academics, in my finances, in my spending, in my savings. Teach me to depend on you. Teach me to trust in you and not in any other thing. Some of you are not seeing God's grace in action because your trust is in something else and not in God. Though you say you trust God, but that trust is not strong enough because you still trust in other things. So Lord, teach me to depend on you completely, only, to trust in you only for everything, in everything. In the name of Jesus, so that your power power and grace can manifest in my life and through my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. It says, Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power. Be full of God's grace and power is to be pleasing in the sight of God, or pleasing to God, is to look attractive to God. The lives of many Christians today is not attractive to the angels, let alone say God. Yeah, the attitude of many Christians is not attractive to God, is irritating to God. And then these are Christians who are asking for God to do miracles in their lives. How do you want God to enter into your life? How do you want the power of God to enter into your life and do miracles? When your life is irritating to God, it doesn't work like that. When your attitude, your habit is irritating, yeah, it's just as you enter into a toilet that is messed up with feces. That is how it is when our life is so full of pain and pollution. So you're going to pray. Your life must be pleasing to God. That is how his angels will be able to enter into your life and work miracles. You're going to say, Father, I want my life to be attractive to you. I want my life to be pleasing to you. Help me to live right. Open your mouth and begin to pray in that. Help me to live righteously. Seeing miracles is not only by faith. Of course it's by faith, but it's by faith that is based on love for God. That is the faith that works in God's kingdom. Faith that is based on love. And if you love God, you will keep his commandments. If you love God, you will please him. And you will want to please him. Yeah, just as a wife will always want to appear pleasing and attractive to the husband. Yeah, and sometimes you even ask the husband, do I look nice? With this dress, do I look good? Yeah, the same way God wants you to be so concerned about you looking attractive in his sight. You looking pleasing to him. God wants you to watch your thoughts, watch your actions. God wants you to be concerned about that, about the fact that you are looking attractive in his eyes. Say, Father, help me to live righteously. I want to be pleasing in your sight. I want my life to please you. Thank you, Father. Say, Father, I want my life to please you at all times. Help me to be righteous. Help me to be righteous. Help me to be pure. Help me to be holy. Help me to be true. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. Now, we are looking at the life of Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power. Full of God's grace and power is to be a lover of God's presence. To be a lover of God's presence. Yeah, just as David said in Psalm 23, he said, "And I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Christians who are lovers of God's presence, Christians who always want to be in God's presence, who always stay connected with God's presence, they are Christians of grace and power. Christians who don't joke with God's presence, who are always longing to be with God, they are Christians of grace and power. Because it is from His presence you get all of these things. But some of you, you prefer to have fellowship with human beings and spend hours talking things that are not spiritual than to stay with God in His presence and spend hours with God. So a man of God's grace and power is a man who loves God's presence. Who loves to be in God's presence at all times. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, "Father, teach me to seek Your presence. Teach me to desire Your presence every hour and every hour." Open your mouth and begin to pray that. The Father, teach me to seek Your presence, to long for Your presence in every hour, to abide in Your presence every hour. Ask Him to teach you that in the name of Jesus. Teach me, Lord, to stay with You. To stay with You every hour. Help me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Train me to do this. You can be a businesswoman and still have God's presence with you always. Yeah, you can carry God's presence into everywhere you go so that there is no excuse. Some people will say, it's my job. Is because I'm a nursing mother. I take care of kids. I cook in the kitchen. I do this. I do that. You have no excuse. All those places say you work or you get busy, you can carry God's presence there. So you have no excuse. The Lord, teach me to long for your presence always. To abide in your presence always. In whatever I do, wherever I am, anywhere I am, teach me to love your presence, to desire your presence, to stay in your presence. Teach me to do this, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Even while talking to your friends, you can be in God's presence there. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? Of course, you know that it's a price to pay. Keep God's presence with you at all times. It's not as though God is not present. Of course, we know that God is everywhere. Yeah. But I'm talking about the connection with his presence. Like God is here right now. Yeah. But some of you might not be connected with that, with its presence that is here. And some of you might only connect with maybe 1% of its presence that is here. And whereas some among you might be able to connect with 50% of its presence that is here. Yeah, so God is present everywhere and also wherever his people gather together, like right now as we're gathered together. In his name, Jesus is here. Yeah, but that's the place of connecting with his presence. That is where the work is. Yeah, it takes diligence. It takes self-denial. It takes constant and persistent dying to your flesh, crucifying your carnal desires, to stay connected with his presence. And because it comes with a price, that is why many Christians consider it hard. They don't want to pay the price. They don't want to pay the price of abiding in God's presence, and they want to reap the benefit that comes from God's presence. What a foolishness. So you're going to pray. You can say, Father, teach me to pay the price. In your presence requires. Teach me to pay the price that it takes to stay connected with your presence all the time. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Lord, teach me to pay the price. Teach me to pay the price. Yeah, you might be envying someone who is operating in spiritual gift, powerful spiritual gift, someone who is operating in power, and then you are envying the person. Oh, I want to be like this person. Do you know the price they pay the price they are paying? Are you willing to pay the same price? Do you know many things they have to crucify every minute? Are you willing to do the same? Why do you seek for a greatness that you can never get? Some of you are seeking for a greatness you can never get because you are not willing to pay the price to get that greatness. Say, Father, teach me to pay the price that abides in your presence continuously requires. Teach me to pay the price, O Lord. Teach me to disconnect myself from this world, from the system in this world, from the pattern of this world, from the control of this world, from the pleasures of this world, from the pollution and defilement of this world. Teach me to keep myself off from them. Teach me to be consecrated. To connect with God's presence, you have to disconnect from something. In fact, from many things. Teach me to disconnect from those things that don't want me to connect with your presence. So Lord, teach me to do these things. In the name of Jesus, teach me to pay the price. Teach me to pay the price. There are many things I don't do, and it's not like they are sinful, but it's the price I have to pay to stay connected to the realm that I am now in God. Yeah, it's not as if those things are sinful. It's not as if I can't enjoy those such pleasures, but I don't want them because I know what I want in God. Ask God to help you to pay the price. For every calling of God, there are prices to pay. Don't think you will fulfill God's calling upon your life as you should without paying the maximum price. You are not willing to pay the price, forget about the greatness you are looking for. It will not come. It will never come if you don't pay the price. You have to die to many things. Say, Lord, help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray five more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. Now remember that this prayer session is not meant to replace your personal prayer. Prayer session with God, your personal prayer time with God, is meant to enhance it, to help it, not to replace it. I believe you know that I've said that several times. So don't use this corporate prayer session to replace your personal prayer session. It will not produce the change that it should. So that is why most times I even do teachings, like I do teachings during these prayer sessions, because Those teachings will help your home prayer relationship with God. So if you're going to pray, we are still looking at Stephen. A man full of God's grace and power. A man full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Father, open the eyes of my spirit to see all that is waiting for me to possess. Sometimes you need to see all that God wants you to possess. Yeah, before you possess them. The Father, open the eyes of my spirit to see all that is waiting for me to possess, to claim in Christ Jesus. All those things, great things, good things that is waiting for me to possess in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see them. Until you see them, you will not think big. Some of you don't think big, you only think small. It's because you have not seen what is waiting for you in Christ to claim, to possess. When you see those things, you will think big. You will not think small. You will not, I don't know the English to use. You will not limit yourself or limit your life. You will not downgrade your life. You will not belittle yourself. When you see those things that are waiting for you. Stephen was not one of the apostles. Yeah, he was just one of the deacons. He was not one of the apostles. But he saw all that belongs to him in Jesus, and he went for them. He went after those things. Say, Father, open the eyes of my spirit to see all that is waiting for me to possess in Christ Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The lessons are next to Heli Bizarre. Now, Master Pesenala, open the eyes of my spirit. Open the eyes of my heart to see all that is waiting for me to claim. Waiting for me to possess, waiting for me to become in Christ Jesus. Open the eyes of my heart to see them so that I can reach out for them, so that I can lay hold of them, so that I can run after them. Open the eyes of my heart to see those things. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so Christians who are not wise, they will say, I come to church for spiritual things. Or I come to a ministry for spiritual things. So when I leave here, I'm going into the world to get physical things. So they try to separate their secular life from their spiritual life. So it is when they are in church or in church programs that they are spiritual. Now, when they are in their businesses, jobs, careers, and whatever they do for a living, they are not spiritual. Because they feel like Jesus doesn't have anything to do with he. All I need is that he should just keep blessing me. Yeah, because everything that you need, they are all in Jesus. Everything that you need, everything that you would need, everything you will become, they are all inside of Jesus. The riches, the wealth, the prosperity, the breakthroughs, the deliverance, they are all inside of Jesus, not outside. So to get them, you have to stay inside of Jesus. To get those things, you stay inside of Jesus. Not outside. You don't leave Jesus out of any aspect of your life. Yeah. You bring him in into every aspect of your life, including the job you're doing. You bring him in to help you. Yeah, because everything you need is in Jesus. And if Jesus says, leave this job, I have something better for you, then just leave it, because it's not the job that is taking care of you, it's Jesus. But many of you don't believe that. It's not a job you are doing that is taking care of you, it's Jesus. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to acknowledge and agree that everything I need and will ever need now comes from Jesus. They help me to walk in the consciousness, in the awareness, that everything I need and will ever need shall come from Jesus and not from anything else but from Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yeah, some of you believe things, but you are not walking in the reality of it. You say your blessings will come from Jesus. But when you need those blessings, you are looking at something else. You are not looking at Jesus. That means you are not real about that confession. So, Father, help me. If your blessings will come from Jesus, then you have to always look to Jesus for them. Not look to somewhere else for them. But Father, help me to agree and acknowledge that everything I need now and will ever need shall come from Jesus and not from anyone else or anywhere else, or from inside of Jesus. Help me to walk in the reality of this truth on daily basis. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. to bring Jesus into everything that I do. And let him lead my life. And let him lead me into my green pastures. And let him lead me into possessing my blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. If you're going to pray, humility is a great key to seeing miracles happen in your life. Through your life. Humility. Real humility, not the fake one. Real one. Yeah. Real one. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to be humble. Teach me to be humble to the fullest. So that your power and grace can remain upon my life. Say, Father, teach me to be humble to the fullest. So that your power and grace can stay upon my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Open your mouth and pray like that. Humility is not in words. It's not in saying that you are humble. You don't say that you are humble. You show it. You live it. You're manifesting. The Father, teach me to be humble to the fullest. I don't want 30% humility. I don't want 60%. I don't want 99%. I want 100% humility. The Lord, teach me to be humble. The problem with many Christians is pride. They don't know the thing is a small thing. It's a small thing in their eyes, but it's not a small thing in the eyes of God. It's a small thing here on earth, but it's a serious issue in heaven. And that is why those Christians can never move forward to the higher level God has prepared for them. Because they are so high-minded. They are so proud. They are so full of themselves. The Lord, teach me to be humble. So that your grace and power can stay upon my life. Teach me to be humble. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some more prayer points. You know, one day I was asking the Lord about about his move in these last days. Yeah, how he wants to move in these last days. I'm referring to a mighty reviver from heaven, a great outpouring of the Spirit of God from heaven. Yeah, because I'm really, desiring for that. Yeah, so passionate to see the move of God at this time, that God will move all over the world, doing mighty things everywhere, changing lives, blessing lives, saving lives, healing, delivering. Yeah, and then God made me to understand something. Yeah, he said he's already moving. Yeah, but many people don't know, many Christians don't know, because they have created a different picture of God in their head. I don't know if you're getting my point. They have a wrong perception of God, of who he is, and of his ways, how he operates. Yeah. So they're expecting God to move in the way they have programmed in their mind. Yeah. And that is why they still think God is not moving yet. And whereas God said he is already moving all over the world to do all those things I've listed. Change lives, bless lives, do revival, but we've already created an idol in our hearts. Like we've created another God in our heart. Though we call that God, the Almighty God. I don't know if you're getting my point. We've created a different picture of who God is, his personality, his nature, his ways. We've created that in our mind. So we're expecting the real God to operate like the one we created in our mind. So that is why when the real God moves, we can't even feel it. I don't know if you're getting it. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying. So that is the problem of Christians at this time. Yeah. And the church leaders that we have today, they are making the situation worse. Yeah, they are not really opening the eyes of the people to see that God is mightily here on earth. Yeah, the focus of many churches today is on the physical changes, not the invisible changes, the spiritual changes that should happen in the lives of people. Everyone is focused on the material changes, physical changes. They're not focused on the changes that are invisible, that are not physical, which is where God is. Yeah, so while everyone is saying, come and be healed, come and be delivered, come and experience prosperity, come and experience marital breakthrough, God is waiting for those that will say, come and know God. I mean, God is waiting for preachers that will say, people here, people there, please come and know God. Come and have a strong relationship with God. Come and have a real baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come and live a victorious Christian life. Come and live a life that is above sin. A life that overcomes sin. Yeah, so those inward transformation, pastors are not calling people to come and experience those transformation. But what they are calling people to come and experience is, come and experience a prophecy, physical miracles. They're not calling people to come and experience the internal miracles. And that is where God is. That's where God is moving in these last days, in those spiritual changes. I mean, God wants to do spiritual changes in the lives of people before he would do the physical ones. It's not that he doesn't want to do the physical changes. He wants to do the spiritual ones first. And many preachers are not leading people to get those spiritual changes. They're telling them to come and get physical changes, which sometimes devil can even fake some of those changes. Devil can fake some of those manifestations. Yeah. So that is why people don't know that God is already moving, because their focus is different from God's focus. What they are focusing on is not what God is focusing on. What they have made a priority is not what God has made a priority. So you are going to pray. I don't want you to be like those out there who thinks God is not moving, who thinks there is no revival. There is revival already. It's happening already. You are going to pray. Father, change every wrong mindset in me. Every thinking pattern in me. Connect me from your move in the last days. Change every wrong mindset, every wrong thinking pattern that is disconnecting me from your move in these last days. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every wrong perception of the truth, every wrong perception of spiritual things, misunderstanding of spiritual things, misinterpretation of spiritual things that is disconnecting me from your move in these last days. Oh Lord, correct them now. Correct them now. Every thinking pattern in my head that is making me to go in the opposite direction of your mighty move in these last days. Oh Lord, correct it now. correct it now. In the name of Jesus. Give me the same mind that is in you, so that I will not lose connection with your move in these last days. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. I have said it before. How the Lord told me that many people think maybe I should put it this way, that people want him to compromise his standards to help them. Yeah, that is, people want him to help them while they are in their sins. Now, then he was telling me that he preferred to help them come out of their sins first, before he will now help them, or maybe I should say, before he grants the help they are asking him to give them. Yeah, many people want to stay in their sin, in their sins, and receive his help. But God is saying that he wants to help them come out of their sins first, before he will now release the help they are asking him for. So you can see that he wants to help them. It's just that the people want a different kind of help. They don't want the kind of help he wants to offer. They want another kind of help. And God wish they would ask for the help he wants to offer first, before asking for the other kind of help. And what is the help he wants to offer? He wants to help them come out of sin. Remember what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Yeah, the angel told Mary. He said, you give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sins. He didn't say, for he shall open the eyes of the blind. He didn't say, he has come to raise the dead. He said, for he shall save his people from their sins. So what does Jesus want to do first in the life of anyone is to save them from their sins. But pastors don't put emphasis on that today. Yeah. That's the purpose why Jesus came into the world, to save people from sin. But people don't want to come out of their sins. Yeah, they don't want to be free from sin. They don't want to live a life that has no sin. Which God can help them to live such lives. All they want is a a different kind of help from God. So you're going to pray. I don't know if you are asking God to help you about things, and you fail to ask for the help that is more important, which is to come out of sin. You're going to pray. The Bible says, sin, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Because you are not under the law, you are under grace. Sin shall not have dominion over you. God wants to help you out of sin. You're going to say, Father, help me to have dominion over sin. Help me to have dominion over sin. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. The Father, help me to live a life that is above sin. I want that help. Because that is the greatest help you can give me. To live above sin. That's the greatest help you can give me. The Lord, help me to live above sin. Help me to have dominion over sin. Help me, O Lord, to live a life sin cannot defeat. A life sin cannot conquer. Help me to live in purity. Help me to live in righteousness. Help me to live in holiness. Real holiness. Help me to live a life that practices everything your word teaches and command. Help me to live such a life. Give me this kind of help. I want it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. King of glory, we worship and bless your name. Ancient of days, we praise you. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, the great and mighty God, we praise you, for you alone is the Lord, and beside you there is no other. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you visit everyone here. Something on here. Noodles that are thick among your people. Heal them right now. Deliver those under the oppression of darkness among your people. Deliver them right now. Deliver those under afflictions of witchcraft, under spells and control and slavery of witchcraft. Deliver them right now in Jesus' name. Mighty hand of God, change the lives of your people. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let your mighty hand change the lives of your people right now. You know those things you desire in their lives. Father, perform the changes right now. In the name of Jesus, the changes you want to see in their minds, in their souls, in their spirits, in their bodies, in their situations, in their environment. Father, let those changes manifest now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will grow from experiencing miracles to become an instrument God uses for miracles. In the name of Jesus, from today, your life shall be pleasing to your God. Shall be pleasing in the sight of your God in the name of Jesus. But every time the Lord corrects you, every time the Spirit of God corrects you, you shall yield to correction, you shall heed correction in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The desires of God shall become physically evident in your life. The plans of God shall transform into your reality in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.